A reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th canto, 8th chapter, verses 20 to 42, verse 20.
Mam Keshava Gadaya Patravyan Govinda Asangava Matavena Narayana Prana Udapta Shakti Madhyam Vine Vishnu Arindapan.
May Lord Keshava protect me with his club in the first portion of the day. May Govinda, who is always engaged in playing his flute, protect me in the second portion of the day. May Lord Narayan, who is equipped with all potencies, protect me in the third part of the day. And may Lord Vishnu, who carries a dish to kill his enemies, protect me in the fourth part of the day. So what do we remember from this morning's class? Narayana Kavacha. Oh yes, you remember everything. Third chapter of Canto 1, okay? Narayana Kavacha? Yes, I did use it. Yes, I did. You remember it from then? Wow. That's a long time back. 4 years ago. Three years ago? 2002, okay? Three. For the incarnations in the first class, yes. First Canto. Right. Oh, okay. So what else from this morning's class? What do you remember from 3 years ago? Class? No, this morning's class. How to control lust, right? We discussed that. Kumara? Sunat Kumara. Sunat Kumara. Pray to Sunat Kumara. He will help. Anything else from the first? Narada Muni protects from offenses and deity worship. In Barikasha. Oh yes, yes, Narada Muni. Narada Muni is a head pujari for 6 months. Yes. He's in charge for the winter. Because no one else, they can't find a pujari to stay there the whole winter. Snow is covering, yes. They put the lamp, ghee lamp. And the ghee lamp is still burning. So they put a ghee lamp, they close the door, nobody's in there, right? What's that? 15th May they open Bhadrikasha. So 6 months Narada Muni is doing the puja at Bhadrikasha. Narayana Rishi. Yes, we heard that in 5th canto, that Narada is worshipping Narayana Rishi and Bharatavarsh. So it's up there in Bhadrikasham, and anyone who has mystic powers can go there in the winter and take darshan of Narada Muni, worshipping Narayana Rishi. Yes, anything from this morning's class? Adipurush? Okay, Ramachandra in foreign places, yes. Hayashirsha for religious principles, yes. Vishwarupa for the sky, yes. Yes, Anantashesh from envious people like snakes. Oh, yes, if you have opulence, then that creates envy. Don't show your bhakti in public. Actually, devotees, they are shy. Those who have a lot of bhakti, they are shy to show it. Ati bhakti chor lakhan. Yes. Kurma. Kurma protects from falling to hell. Okay, let's see if there's anybody we missed. How about Matsya? Water. Vamana. Land. Vamana is in land. Nishringa. Battlefield and the forest. Varaha. Thieves. Thugs. Yes. Parashuram. Mountains. Narayana. Protects from fall down. From two swadharmas. Spiritual and material. And Nara.
Right.
From pride. Dattatreya. Falling from Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yoga. Kapila. From bondage to karma. Hayagriva, negligence. Dhanvantari, of course. Disease and bad food. Rishabdev. Yes, duality of heat and cold. Yajna. No, defamation and harm from people. Vyasadev. Ignorance. Ignorance of Vedas. And Buddha, so many things. Laziness. Vikarma. Forgetting Gyan. Okay. Kalki. From all the problems of Kali Yuga. Kalki. Okay, so now we have protection in different times of the day. Oh, and electricity has come. It's very auspicious. Otherwise, it would have been finished within 1 hour. Yes.
Some of this protection seems to be two categories. One, the external
right.
Protection. Yeah.
Yes. Yes, so the anarthas. These are the Kali Yuga avatars especially. We have protection from anarthas of yesterday. Yeah, Balaram, envious people, yeah. Okay, we'll read on to these verses. Devo Parane Madhuho Pratanva Sayam Chitama Vatumatapo Mam Doshe Shikesho Tataratre Nishita Eko Vatupatmanata. May Lord Madhusudana, who carries a bow, very fearful for the demons, protect me during the fifth part of the day. In the evening, may Lord Madhava, appearing as Brahma, Vishnu, and Maheshwara, protect me. In the beginning of night, may Lord Hrishikesh protect me. At the dead of night, in the second and third parts of the day, may Lord Padmanabh alone protect me. Verse 22. Shivatsatama pararattaisha patyushaisha sitaro janadana damataravyat anusantyam papate vishveshara bhagavan kalamurti. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who bears the Srivatsa on his chest, protect me after midnight until the sky becomes pinkish. May Lord Janardhan, who carries a sword in his hand, protect me at the end of night during the last four ghatikas of night. May Lord Damodar protect me in the early morning, and may Lord Vishveshwara protect me during the junctions of day and night. So verses now 23 to... You can flip the flip chart. 23 to 25, we're praying to the weapons... And also the conch shell, the disc, the club, and the conch shell in the hands of the Lord. And the first one is the disc. Chakram yuganta nalatik manemi pramat samantat bhagavat payuktam dandakti dandak yare sanyamashu kakshan yatavata sakohutashyam. Set into motion by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and wandering in all the four directions, the disc of the Supreme Lord has sharp edges, as destructive as the fire of devastation at the end of the millennium. As a blazing fire burns dry grass to ashes, with the assistance of the breeze, may that Sudarshan Chakra burn our enemies to ashes. So here he's getting really heavy. And Bhrijan Prabhu makes a comment that some of these prayers are amazing. The attitude, this is Indra, he's a Sakam devotee. So he needs these kind of prayers to do his service of fighting with the demons. And Bhrijan says, you compare these prayers of Narayan Kavacha to the songs of Bhaktivinoda Thakur. It's quite different mood there. That you can protect me or you can kill me as you like. And here it's saying, you take out the eyes of my enemies, you kill them, we cut off their heads, you know. So it's pretty heavy here. So Bhrijan makes a comment that Krishna is giving Indra difficulty, so he'll move towards taking shelter of Krishna more fully. So if we take shelter of Krishna, then every time we're in trouble, we'll get used, that'll become a habit. We'll get that tendency, and that tendency will grow and we'll be protected. So this prayer is to the disc. What do we know, or what do you know, about the Sudarshan disc of Krishna? Yes, Madhavan Puri. Kala, it's time. It's the wheel of time in the hand of Lord Krishna. Yes, Haripush.
In the prayer, it says that it shows the ignorant people the path to Vaikuntha.
It shows the path to the Vaikuntha. Is that the meaning? Su Darshana. Beautiful darshan, su darshan. So it shows the path to Vaikuntha. Yes. Gives power to the sun god. Yes, the sun god gets its light from Sudarshan Chakra.
In Kumbakonam, we have one temple, particularly for Sudarshan Chakra.
You have a temple of Sudarshan Chakra in Kumbakonam.
Actually, Bhaskara Sankara, he became very proud of his effulgence.
Okay, one time the sun god became proud of his effulgence.
Then Lord, through his Sudarshan,
so Lord,
so powerful, and his sun god like a small bulb.
So he showed his Sudarshan in front of the sun god, and the sun god was like a small bulb or a match or something next to the Sudarshan.
Then he started worship to regain his power.
Then he wanted to get, he lost his power in front of the Sudarshan. So then he worshipped Sudarshan to get back his power.
That's why this Kumbakonam is called the Bhaskar Chetra.
Okay, so Kumbakonam is called Bhaskar Chetra because Bhaskar is the name for the sun. Okay. And he worshipped Sudarshan. Patri?
Mm.
Ambarish was offended by Durvasa.
And the commentary says that
Sudarshan is responsible for enlightenment. Okay, Sudarshan is responsible for enlightenment as well.
And if somebody offended Vaishnava, meaning of that, so he falls into ignorance. Because it's
So when you offend the Vaishnava, he fell into ignorance, Durvasa. So the Sudarshan had to enlighten him. Withdrew his power. And Prabhupada said his intelligence developed after he learned, after this Leela, Durvasa's intelligence developed, so he didn't want to commit offense next time to Yudhisthira when he was in the forest. Damana Krishna. For the materialists, the Sudarshan is taking away their life, it's destroying them. And for devotees, Sudarshan destroys the material existence.
And I read that actually every form represents some particular mood of the Lord.
So each form represents a particular mood.
Ramachandra is the ruler.
Right. Ramachandra is the king. Sudarshan is?
The intolerance.
Intolerance.
Intolerant, then Sudarshan starts to...
When the Lord gets angry, then Sudarshan acts. So he's an expansion of the Lord's intolerance. So we don't want to make the Lord angry, do we? Or else we'll see the Sudarshan Chakra coming. Of course, for the devotees, Sudarshan is very auspicious. Actually, I have one prayer, one verse from 9th Canto, 9.5.8. One prayer to Sudarshan. Nama sunapakila dharma setave yadharma shila suraturma ketave tailokya gopaya vishuddha vachase mano javaya dhuputa karma negrine. O Sudarshan, you have a very auspicious hub. Therefore, you are the upholder of all religion. You are just like an inauspicious comet for the irreligious demons. Indeed, you are the maintainer of the three worlds. You are full of transcendental effulgence. You are as quick as the mind, and you are able to work wonders. I can simply utter the word Nama, offering all obeisances unto you. So this is Sudarshan Chakra 9.5.8. No, what is it? He's coming here for more prasadam here. Big monkey. Yes, right. He wants to be purified by prasad, I think. We need the chokidar for class, too.
This is here mentioned Mahajwala.
Mahajwala. Sudarshan. 956, okay, that was 956, in case you're wondering. The verse I just quoted, sometimes I get one verse off. Because when you go on folio, sometimes it gives the verse before or the verse after, so I get confused. 956. Okay, the next verse is for the club. Verse 24. Gadesha nisparshana vishvalinge nishpindi nishpindi ajitapiyasi Kushmanda vaina yaka yaksha raksha bhuta kahans churnaya churnaya. Now he's getting very specific. O club in the hand of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, you produce sparks of fire as powerful as thunderbolts, and you are extremely dear to the Lord. I am also his servant, therefore kindly help me pound to pieces the evil living beings known as Kushmandas, Vanayakas, Yakshas, Rakshasas, Bhutas, and Grahas. Please pulverize them. Anybody know a mantra for monkeys? We need pray to Hanuman, huh? Yes, you know one. Yeah, we need we're having some problem. Okay. Just call Nandalal and that will take care of it. Yes, monkeys should be mentioned in some of these verses anyway. So now we have the club. What do we know about the club in the hand of the Lord?
It's the name of building in
Bible. It's in it. Well, not only the club. We've got lotus, club, conch shell, and the first one was conch shell. That was the first building. No, was it lotus? No, it was the first was lotus. Lotus building. Then conch shell, club, and chakra. Yeah, they have all. Chakra is there. Yes, Adipurush, club. Oh, blood, yeah. Okay, club is covered with blood of the demons. Sarasachi, you had something? No, okay. Yes. Oh, okay. Just see, you remember that verse? How does it start? Yes, Gadabrita. Tirti Kurvanti Tirtani Swantastena Gadabrita. The first verse, we learned that in first canto. That is, it was in reference to Vidura. Vidura came back home, and he was welcomed by Yudhisthira, and he said this verse, "You are like a holy place because you carry the Lord in your heart, the Lord who holds the club." Okay, anything else about club? We heard something very recently about the club of the Lord. Last week or week before. I think it was last week. Yes, Damana Krishna. Yes, if you chant the holy name, you're protected by the club of the Lord, protected from the Amadutas. And that's verse 6.3.27. And I'll refresh your memory. Te deva siddha parigitta pavitragata yesarava samadisha bhagavat prapanaha tanno pasirata hare gadaya vivuktam naisham vayam nachavaya papavama dande. My dear servants, please do not approach such devotees. They have fully surrendered to the lotus feet of the Lord and will go down. They are always protected by the club of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, Lord Brahma and I, and even the time factor, are not competent to chastise them. So I was just remembering a commentary. I didn't speak on this verse. It was Burjan's class. I just remembered a commentary. And Prabhupada was saying that, okay, the club, you're protecting with the club, but what about time? Yamadutas might say, well, what about time? Time will get the devotees. He says, no, not even the time will get. Akama sarkamavo mokshikama tarati. That's what you said. No, it's ayur harati vaipunsam. Yes, yes. Ayur. If you're chanting the glories of the Lord, you're protected. The sun cannot take your duration of life. Yes, that is in second canto. Okay, anything else about the club of the Lord? No, verse 25. And here we've got yakshas, rakshasas, bhutas, grahas, all these people, evil beings, very evil beings. We get protection from the club. 25, we'll hear some more names here. Tamyatudana pramata pretamatri pishache vipra grahakora dishtin darendavita vayakrishna purita pimasvanar devidayani kampayan. O best of conchels, O Panchajanya, in the hands of the Lord, you are always filled with the breath of Lord Krishna. Therefore, you create a fearful sound vibration that causes trembling in the hearts of enemies like rakshasas, pramata ghosts, pretas, matas, pisachas, and brahmana ghosts with fearful eyes. So what is the power of Krishna's conch shell? Battlefield of Kurukshetra, what happened?
Yeah.
They almost died. Their hearts were shattered by the conch shell. What else do we know about Krishna's conch by Manvantara?
As far as I remember, Lord Krishna's conch shell was found when he defeated one demon.
Yes.
At the bottom of the ocean.
It's Panchajanya. Here, actually, I have a reference from 10th canto. It says, 10:45:45, he took it for Panchajana, which is called Panchajanya. According to the Acharyas, Panchajana had become a demon in a way similar to that of Jaya and Vijaya. In other words, though appearing in the form of a demon, he was actually a devotee of the Lord. Skanda Purana, anyway, that goes on. So he was a demon. 10:45:45, yeah, it's described there. Anything else about Krishna's conch shell? Dhruva Maharaj? Oh, yes. Yes. That Dhruva Maharaj was a small boy. He wanted to offer prayers and in suitable language, but he couldn't think, and he was just a small boy. So the Lord touched the conch shell on his head. And actually, the conch shell is a mark on the lotus feet of Lord Krishna, Srimati Radharani, Lord Chaitanya, and Nityananda. And it actually symbolizes the science of knowledge of all types of devotional service. Knowledge. So conch shell symbolizes knowledge, actually, on Krishna's lotus feet. Anything else about conch shell? When he, in the first canto, when Krishna entered Dwaraka, he blew his conch shell, right? And everyone, as soon as they heard that sound, it was like they woke up. They were all like sleeping in meditation. They were all depressed. As soon as he blew the conch shell, they just woke up from their meditation and came running.
And it turned reddish
due to Krishna's lips. So a spiritual conch shell. First canto, I don't have the exact. Oh, 1:11:1, yes. First canto, 11th chapter, verse 1. I have that. So he revived their lives when he blew his conch shell. Anything else about the conch shell? Nectar of Devotion, chapter 35. When Lord Krishna blew his conch shell, you know, maybe battle of Kurukshetra, all the sages in the caves immediately reacted, being awakened from their trance of meditation. And one of the sages started bashing his head on the ground when he broke his samadhi, and he started crying. He violated all the rules and regulations of yoga performance and neglected the process of Brahman realization when he heard Krishna's conch shell. This is Nectar of Devotion, chapter 35. And then in that Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 45:45, there's a really wonderful reference from Skanda Purana that describes what happened when Lord Krishna sounds his conch shell. And that is Avanti Kanda. Asipachavanam nama shirna patram majayata raravam nama narakam raravam abhuttara abhairavam paravakyam kumbipakam apachkam. So all these different hells you heard of in 5th canto, Asipacha, that was where all the sharp sword-like leaves on the trees. When Krishna blew his conch shell, all the leaves fell off the trees of the swords. And in the hell named Raurava, that's full of these Ruru beasts, all the beasts disappeared from the Raurava hell. And the Bhairava hell, huh? It's not 45:45? Okay, it's somewhere around there. Look at 44, 46, who knows. It must be in there somewhere. 42? Yeah. Anyway, we'll find it for you. You can look up Skanda Purana Avanti Kanda. Or just take Asipatra Vanam.
Yes,
42
through 44.
42 through 44. Okay.
Also, when Krishna went to this Bhaumasura.
Bhaumasura. He blew his conch shell. And what happened?
To
invite him to fight. So when Krishna and the Bhairava hell, it lost its fearfulness. And in the Kumbhipaka, you know what they do in Kumbhipaka is they cook everyone in oil. So all the cooking stopped when Krishna blew his conch shell. And then there is one more statement. The Skanda Purana further states, Papakshayatata sarve vimukta naraka nara padam avyayam asadya. Their sinful reactions finished. All the inhabitants of hell attained liberation and approached the spiritual world. That was when Krishna blew his conch shell. Okay. And that was, it doesn't say when, but this is what happened. And I was remembering when we were here in India, in Mayapur, 1973, I was living in the first lotus building, this Padma. It was being built. It was not built. And Srila Prabhupada was there at the same time in that building. He was up a floor ahead of us, on top of us. And every evening, Jananivas would come and he would go to all the rooms of the building and he would have frankincense and he'd be fanning the frankincense and he would fill the room with smoke. And not only that, he would blow a conch shell. So the frankincense was for the incense and the conch shell was for ghosts. Because they called it ghost puja. Every evening, Jananivas would do ghost puja. He would go to all. There weren't many rooms that time, so he would go to all the rooms in Mayapur. It was just the lotus building being in the process of being built. But Prabhupada loved the frankincense, and the conch shell was to drive out the ghosts. So this was, conch shell is very powerful. Did anybody have any experience the first time you heard a conch shell? Must have been. You did. Yeah, what happened? Somebody else. Uh-huh. You would blow the conch every morning in the temple. Okay, so the people across the field in the next house, they came just to find out what was the sound of the conch shell. What is this sound? Yeah. Yeah. Who said that?
My auntie.
Your auntie. When she heard the conch shell, she thought death is coming. Horrible sound. She was on the Kauravas side, Prashanta says. Last life, Kauravas. Okay, Mahavindapuri? You were collecting in France last summer?
Last winter. So I have different kind of items to sell.
You had items to sell?
I came to a guy in a big person's house and I was putting up my things.
You were pulling all your things up?
A couple of big conch shells.
Yeah, some nice big conch shells from Puri.
He went for the conch shell.
And
I showed him how to.
You showed him how to blow it.
But he couldn't get the sound right.
Right, he couldn't.
And all of a sudden he managed to.
So all of a sudden he did it.
I'm going to buy it.
I'll buy it. All right, so here's ideas for transcendental distribution.
Yeah.
Okay, Bhagavat. The people who came to ask about the conch shell. They all became devotees. Okay, so the power of the conch shell. Even if it's not Krishna, it may be a devotee blowing the conch shell. It has the power to shatter your material heart, right? And you become devotees. Yes, Sarasachi.
It is the frequency of the sound very easy to go to the forest.
Now we're having a scientific explanation.
For a big distance and it doesn't stop. You can hear it, especially at night time.
So the conch shell goes very far into the forest and you can hear it even in any nighttime or whatever you have experience.
Yeah, in the temple. In Russia, we have the district of Moscow.
Okay.
And its forest is around.
Oh,
so
I see.
And the devotee blow conch for mangularity in the temple room on an altar.
Right.
You can hear it like kilometers.
Kilometers away, you can hear the conch shell.
Okay.
Mridanga. Yes? Okay, you got fear from the conch. Yeah, that we heard, I think, in the lower planetary systems. The chakra, yeah. What's the chakra? Chakra.
Miscarriage,
yes. They have miscarriages. Okay, verse 26. And now you can notice the Sanskrit of this verse. Tvantik matharasi varari sainyam isha payukta mama chindi chindi Chakshung shicharman chata chanda charya disham akonam harapapa chakshusham. So you hear something in there in the chopping, some chopping sounds there. It goes with the verse. O king of sharp-edged swords, you are engaged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Please cut the soldiers of my enemies to pieces. Please cut them to pieces. O shield, marked with 100 brilliant moon-like circles. Please cover the eyes of the sinful enemies. Please pluck out their sinful eyes. So he's getting really heavy here. So if you're going to pray this prayer, think what you're going to pray before you pray it. You don't want to, anyway.
Who is the target, otherwise?
Yeah. Yes, so, anyway, beware. Well, actually, I'll read something that Prabhupada said about this after at the end of the class. I'll tell you what Prabhupada said about Narayana Kavacha. Verse 27-28. Yan nogayam gahe pabyut kito pyari pye vacha sari supe pyo tanstri pyo utte pyom bhapya evcha savanyatari bhagavan namarupanu kirtana prayantu sanshyam sadhyo yena. May the glorification of the transcendental name, form, qualities, and paraphernalia of the Supreme Personality of Godhead protect us from the influence of bad planets, meteors, envious human beings, serpents, scorpions, animals like tigers and wolves. May it protect us from ghosts and the material elements like earth, water, fire, and air. And may it also protect us from lightning and our past sins. We are always afraid of these hindrances to our auspicious life. Therefore, may they all be completely destroyed by the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So there we go. This is etc. This is whatever is left, it's the holy name. Holy name can protect you from everything. And Burijan also comments that the most convenient way for us to take shelter is to chant Hare Krishna. We may not need protection from tigers and wolves, but we need protection from our past sins. So here perhaps we can add monkeys. Monkeys can be on this list here of everything, all these types of animals. It says animals-like. So animals, yes. So now the mantra we said, so monkeys should not come anymore, hopefully. Okay, yes?
It says dantrupiyo, means from the teeth.
Teeth. Okay, so there you go. Monkeys, they bite. Teeth, damstribhyo, from the teeth of animals. So, from now on, the monkeys should not bite. Okay, anything? Now, does anybody have this book by Sachinandan Swami in the class today? I could read one verse from there. I wanted to read, but I guess they don't have it. Sachinandan Swami. Is it on there? I don't think so. You have it? No. What's that? Ocean of the Holy Name, Nectarina. Okay, bring it, and we'll sing. We'll read one verse. I got inspired by Guru Sevananda's Bhagavatam class today, and he was giving the solution of how to control the senses, and that was to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So I was reading a verse today from Sachinandan Swami's book, and it's showing how the Holy Name is everything: the goal, the topmost knowledge, austerity, you name it, it's the holy name. So I'm going to read that verse. It's from Adi Purana. And while we're waiting, does anybody have any other verses that they would like to tell us about the holy name, the power of the holy name? We already heard a lot of stories last week about the power of the holy name. Nama Chintamani Krishna, Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha, Purna Shuro, Nitya Mukta, Bhanatta Nama Namina. Okay, the holy name is none different from Krishna, liberated.
Brahmaraj, where he is fighting, he's got in trouble with Yakshas.
Oh, yes.
So
when Dhruva Maharaj was in trouble with the Yakshas, then the sages came and said, you just chant the holy name and it'll be okay. Yes. Right. So when the Vishudutas came to take Dhruva Maharaj, then he chanted the holy name as a greeting or as a prayer for the holy name. Here we have it. Thank you. So there is a section of this book called Nectarian Verses, and it's all about chanting the holy name. The last verse in this section is very wonderful. It's from Adi Purana, I believe. Where is it? Oh, yeah. Yes, Adi Purana, verses 104 to 108. Nanama sarisham gyanam, nanama sarisham vratam, nanama sarisham dhyanam, nanama sarisham phalam. There is no vow like chanting the holy name, no knowledge superior to it, no meditation which comes anywhere near it, and it gives the highest result. Nanama sarishas chago, nanama sarishas sama, nanama sarisham punyam, nanama sarishigati. No penance is equal to it. It is, and nothing is as potent or powerful as the holy name. Chanting is the greatest act of piety and the supreme refuge. Namaiva parama muktir, namaiva parama gati, namaiva parama shantir, namaiva paramastiti. Even the words of the Vedas do not possess sufficient power to describe its magnitude. Chanting is the highest path to liberation, peace, and eternal life. Namaiva parama paktir, namaiva parama mati, namaiva parama priti, namaiva paramasmiti. It is the pinnacle of devotion, the heart's joyous proclivity and attraction, and the best form of remembrance of the Supreme Lord. Namaiva karanam jantor, namaiva praburevacha, namaiva paramaradhyam, namaiva paramoguru. The holy name has appeared solely for the benefit of the living entities as their Lord and Master, their supreme worshipable object, and their spiritual guide and mentor. Page 251. This is a collection of verses by Sachinandan Swami. This is from Adi Purana. So whatever you're looking for, just chant the holy name, because the name has everything. Nam Chintamani Krishna. Okay? So verse 29. Guru. Garuda. Garuda Bhagavan Stotra Stovas Chandamaya Prabhu Rakshat Vishesh Kriche Vyo Vivakshena Sunambi. Lord Garuda, the carrier of Lord Vishnu, is the most worshipable Lord, for he is as powerful as the Supreme Lord himself. He is a personified Vedas and is worshipped by selected verses. May he protect us from all dangerous conditions, and may Lord Vishakshena, personality of Godhead, also protect us from all dangers by his holy names. So why is Garuda called Stotra? Stotra Stova. When he flaps his wings, what happens? All the Vedas.
What's the verse?
Is there a verse? And third canto. Oh, it could be here.
By slapping the wings of the Vedas, the sages.
Step by step, going to the Ganges.
Yeah, it's a beautiful verse.
Okay, there's a verse in the third canto.
Comparing to hearing the Vedas.
Prabhupada says when he flaps his wings, Hare Krishna mantra comes as well, which is the essence of the Samaveda. Okay, is that the one? I don't know if that's about Garuda. Okay. Margantiyate Mukhapadma Nidais. Right. Suparna. Okay. Anything else on Garuda? Garuda. If not, oh yeah, there was one time about, yeah, I just remembered a story about Garuda, right? One time he became very proud and of being the carrier of Lord Vishnu. And then Lord Vishnu, what, do you know that story? No. So anyway, then, yeah. Okay, Kumbakonam again.
We have yes. Stone Garuda.
Stone Garuda.
Stone.
Acha?
Actually, that is the beauty is in the inner sanctum, they carry only four people. When they come out, eight.
Eight.
Then little out, 16. Then 34, 32. Then 64. 128 people carry when they come out.
Who carries?
This, they carry the Garuda.
Oh.
Like, then in the top, Lord is there. You say, like, Garuda Vahana. Mm-hmm. God is sitting on the Garuda, but
right.
When they carry, when he come out, it's become very weight and heavy and heavy. When he go again,
when Garuda, carry, who comes out? The Lord or?
No, Garuda.
Garuda.
Garuda with Lord.
When with the Lord.
The strong Garuda, when it come out, it's heavier and heavier.
Okay, he's saying as you take Garuda farther out of the temple, he becomes heavier and heavier. The
and
stone Garuda.
Sanctum. They have,
they have different sanctums, yeah. Sanctorum, yeah. Like rooms. Inner, there's the most innermost one, it only takes
only four
people can carry. You go to the next room, it takes eight people to carry Garuda.
16.
Then 16, then 32, 64, 128. He becomes heavier from room to room. So if you want to see it, you have to go to Kumbakonam. Not Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakonam. Pachi. Story. Okay, Krishna was in Dwaraka, he wanted to teach Garuda a lesson. He's very fast. He said, call Hanuman to come.
And he just came very quickly. Okay, Hanuman, please go. And Krishna calling you. And Hanuman didn't even notice him. He was in meditation.
He was in meditation on Ram, so.
He was trying to pull him.
So Garuda was trying to pull him.
Can you understand Krishna calling you? And then he came back and said, Krishna, he's not even coming.
Oh, he told Garuda to go and bring Hanuman. And he came back and he said, he's not even moving, I can't move him.
And he said, okay, you go and say that Ram waiting for you.
So he sent Garuda to Hanuman and said, you tell him Ram is waiting for you.
And he came, Ram, and he could not pronounce it.
He couldn't pronounce the whole world word. And he went, Hanuman was there.
And he could not even, when he came back to Dwaraka, he found that Hanuman was already sitting there.
And he went to Dwaraka, he said Hanuman was already sitting there. Yeah, it's a question of bhakti. So Hanuman seemed to have more bhakti than Garuda at that point.
Maybe not more, but
yes. Anyway, he was trying to teach Garuda a lesson, so I guess he got it. Okay, next verse, verse 30. More protection from the holy name. Sarvapadbhyo hare nama rupaya na yutanina putendriya manapranam pantupashadabhushana. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead's holy names, His transcendental forms, His carriers, and all the weapons decorating Him as personal associates protect our intelligence, senses, mind, and life air from all dangers. So, two lines down the purport, or three lines. In the spiritual world, nothing is material. The sword, bow, club, disc, and everything decorating the personal body of the Lord are a spiritual living force. Therefore, the Lord is called Adwaigyan, indicating there is no difference between Him and His names, forms, qualities, weapons, and so on. Anything pertaining to Him is in the same category of spiritual existence. They are all engaged in service of the Lord in varieties of spiritual forms. So the interesting thing is that all these, what we think of sword, bow, club, disc, everything is personal. It's like a person. Sudarshan's person, Bhagavatam, Krishna in person. Who? Bhagavatam comes and debates with other pundits. The personified Vedas. He calls the Vedas. Upanishads. And Bhagavatam comes. And defeats everyone, right? Okay, Amala Purana.
12 hours?
Different. Are they our weapons? They are the weapons?
They are incarnation.
Okay, he's saying, you know, in South India they have these saints. They're called the 12 hours. These 12 saints. And he says they're incarnations of different weapons of the Lord. Awars. Okay. How can I say this question? I think anyway, the answer isn't there. Just see, it's on the next page. Yes, so what philosophy does this show? That how the weapons, everything is non-different from the Lord. How can we say this? Okay, so here we have Advaigyan. There is no difference. What is the Sanskrit for the philosophy for this? Yes, Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Good. Shakti Shaktamayor Bhinam Abhinam. Okay? Verse 31. Yatahi Bhagavan Eva Vastuta Sadasat Shayat Satyena Nivana Sarve Yantuna Shamapadrava. The subtle and gross cosmic manifestation is material, but nevertheless, it is non different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, because He is ultimately the cause of all causes. Cause and effect are factually one, because the cause is present in the effect. Therefore, the Absolute Truth, Supreme Personality of Godhead, can destroy all our dangers by any of his potent parts. 32-33. Yatai katmyanu bhavanam kalparahita sayam bhushana yutalingakya tate shakti samayana tenaiva satyamanena sarvabhya bhagavan hari patu sarvai sarupayana sada sarvacha sarvada. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, living entities, material energy, spiritual energy, the entire creation, are all individual substances. In the ultimate analysis, however, together they constitute the Supreme One, Personality of Godhead. Therefore, those who are advanced in spiritual knowledge see unity in diversity. For such advanced persons, the Lord's bodily decorations, his name, fame, attributes, forms, and weapons in his hand are manifestations of the strength of his potency. According to their elevated spiritual understanding, the omniscient Lord, who manifests various forms, is present everywhere. May he always protect us everywhere from all calamities. So what is this? Again, this is Achintaveda Veda Tattva. So what is our understanding? What is practical application of unity and diversity? Practical application, Maharindapuri. Shri Isho 7.
It says that there's a common interest, just as there's a common interest in the family.
Just as there's a common interest in family.
Because same father.
Same father.
Common interest in the nation.
Common interest in the nation.
We can have also.
That we can have common interest in the whole universe.
Same father.
Same father. Hey, any other practical application? Yes.
We have common interest in the Prabhupada mood and mission.
Okay, we have common interest in Prabhupada's mood and mission, so in this way we can apply it to ISKCON. Prashanta, did the GBC ever come to any conclusion about unity and diversity? Okay, they decided to keep talking about it. They're going to compile a book about it, okay? Prabhupada gave an order, isn't it, to the GBC? To discuss it every year. They should discuss unity and diversity. Must be a reason why they should discuss unity and diversity. Sankirta.
Unity in purpose, but diversity in individuality.
Okay, individuality is a diversity and unity in purpose. Right, we don't surrender our individual, we don't give up our individuality, but we dovetail it for the common interest. Okay, anything else? Yeah.
So the basis to multi-racism?
Racism. Gotcha.
Where the wars, the difference is based on...
Oh, yes, okay. Right. Yes. No. Okay, so unity and diversity. We'll read a little bit of the purport after the second quote. We'll read the second quote. Namachintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purnashudha Nityamukto Vinatna Namanamina. Holy name of the Lord is fully identical with the Lord, not partially. The word Purna means complete. The Lord is omnipotent and omniscient, and similarly, his name, form, qualities, paraphernalia, and everything pertaining to him are complete, pure, eternal, and free from material contamination. A prayer to the ornaments and carriers of the Lord is not false, for they are as good as the Lord. Since the Lord is all-pervasive, he exists in everything, and everything exists in him. Therefore, even worship of the Lord's weapons or ornaments has the same potency as worship of the Lord. Mayavadis refuse to accept the form of the Lord, or they say the form of the Lord is Maya, or false. But one should note very carefully, this is not acceptable. Although the Lord's original form and his impersonal expansion are one, the Lord maintains his form, qualities, and abode eternally. Therefore this prayer says, Patu sarvai sarupayana sada sarvacha samaga. May the Lord, who is all-pervasive in his various forms, protect us everywhere. The Lord is always present everywhere by his name, form, qualities, attributes, and paraphernalia, and they all have equal power to protect the devotees. So my question is, we always hear about the holy name, how it's none different from Krishna. So we're supposed to realize this one day. But what does it actually mean? That the whole, I mean, in practical terms, what is the practical, or what is the realization the holy name is non-different? Sankirtan. Okay, if we say the name, Krishna is there in person. If you say,
time and place,
yes, distance, say there's a distance here. If you say somebody's name in this world, there's barriers, impediments.
Yeah.
But if you say Krishna's name, there's no impediment, and he's there. Does he always come?
He's already there.
He's already there. Okay, he's already there. We're just calling him. Okay, Damana Krishna. Okay, through the name, we can understand the person, the form, the qualities. Through his name. So that in that sense it's non-different. When we chant, then we'll understand. Well, it'll be revealed to us, his qualities. Okay, we have to... So the name is there. It's coming from Goloka Vrindavan, coming down, and we just have to tune in our receiver to the name. It's like the radio waves. You tune in. If you get the exact right place, it's not always easy. You can hear the Bhagavatam class in the morning. And if you don't get the exact right, there's a lot of static there. So when we chant, we have the same problem. If you don't get the exact, there's a lot of static from your mind. Vanamali?
I think I have peace with you.
So you, when you chant, you feel that Krishna is very close and he's taking care of you. That's very nice. Nice realization. Yes? So Krishna comes, but we neglect him when he comes. That's your point. So we have to be careful to chant with attention and not negligently. Hare Purush. Okay, you understand he's very friendly and likable when you chant the holy name. How it's non-different from Krishna. Prashanta?
We can pray to him.
He's a person. We can pray to the holy name. Yes, Sarvasachi.
It's one short story.
Okay, short story.
Russian devotees first came to India.
When Russian devotees first came to India.
The disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Kapoor.
Oh, right.
He was still alive at that time.
Yeah, Lalit maybe. Yeah, there he met one, they met one disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati.
The disciple of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Kapoor was telling story that when he was a young boy.
So he was telling story when he was a young boy.
He saw Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Was always sitting in a garden.
Sitting in the garden always?
And chanting Harinam.
Chanting Harinam?
All day long.
And all day.
That boy, small boy, he went to see Dadu. What is he doing?
So the small boy went to see Dadu, Bhaktivinoda Thakur?
Dadu is sitting looking toward the bushes or trees and calling someone from there.
So he saw he's sitting and looking at the bushes or trees and calling someone from the bushes.
He was chanting.
Chanting Hare Krishna and calling.
He was calling so sincerely with tears in his eyes.
He's calling so sincerely with tears in his eyes.
For that small boy, it was clear that there is someone there in the bushes.
So the small boy thought, there must be someone there in the bushes.
And that someone is not coming out.
And he's not coming out.
And then he was just observing how Dadu is calling him.
And he was seeing how Dadu is calling and he's not coming.
Is not coming out.
He's not coming out.
That he said at that time he became angry. Why is not he's not coming? This is such old man. No.
So he became angry. Why is not coming? This old man is calling and he's not coming.
He's crying, calling, and that someone is right there.
He's saying, right there in the bushes.
He's not coming out.
Why is he not coming?
So it was the way how Bhaktivinoda Thakur chanted Hare Krishna.
How he chanted.
It was clear that there is someone whom he is calling.
So it's clear that he was calling someone. So do we chant like this? That is the question. Or do we chant like we put on the tape on automatic switch and chant? And then have the other what is it? When you have a CD, there's many tracks. And you put one track is chanting, another track is somewhere else. Put it on automatic pilot. The plane is flying, but where you're flying? Automatic pilot. Okay, anything else? On the whole? Yes. Tuning in, okay. Adashi Krishnamadi, Nectar Devotion. Our senses are very blunt. We cannot understand transcendence.
So the method Trinadapi Sunichena. Develop our service attitude. Okay, anything else on the holy name? Vanmali. Okay, Vanamali is saying we should spend some time serving the temple devotees, guests. Spend some time. We're only studying. Okay, he's giving this suggestion. All right, I'll give you a really nice quote from Srila Prabhupada. This is on a lecture in Mayapur in 1977, 7th canto, 9th chapter, verse 6. And he's telling that if you stick to the holy name of Krishna, then what will happen to you? You'll get the same benefit as Prahlad got by the direct touch of the lotus palm of Nrisimhadev. You'll get the same benefit that Prahlad got. No difference. He says, as soon as you're chanting Hare Krishna, you must know you're touching Krishna with your tongue. And then you'll get the same benefit as Prahlad Maharaj when the Lord touched him on his head. So that's Prabhupada's meditation for us. So verse 34. Vidikshuduksha dikshur tamadha samanta anta bahir bhagavan narishingha prahapaya loka bayam swanena swateja sagasta samastateja. Prahlad Maharaj loudly chanted the holy name of Lord Nrisimhadev. May Lord Nrisimhadev, roaring for his devotee, Prahlad Maharaj, protect us from all fear of dangers created by stalwart leaders in all directions, through poison, weapons, water, fire, air, and so on. So here we have, and so on. Everything. Holy name is taking care of everything, all kinds of fear. May the Lord cover their influence by his own transcendental influence. This is Nrisimhadev. May Nrisimhadev protect us in all directions and in all corners, above, below, within, and without. So actually, my stepdaughter had an experience of this, how Nrisimhadev protects you from all directions, inside, outside. That she was, when she first came to me a year ago, then I observed that she had some ghost problems, that she was a little bit attacked by ghosts, or perhaps even possessed a little bit. So then I said to her, you should chant Nrisimha Mantra. So she chanted Nrisimha Mantra before she went to sleep. And then that morning, the next morning in Brahma Muhurta hour, she had a dream of Lord Nrisimhadev. And Lord Nrisimhadev came in her dream as a baby first. He was in our garden under the bush, and she was saying, oh, what is this? What is this baby? She didn't know what it was. And then suddenly he grew double. And then she was looking, and you know, he was about her size by that time. And then very effulgent, very bright. And then he grew very high to the sky, and then she realized, oh, it's Nrisimhadev. Then she offered a basin. She started chanting Namaste Narasimhaya. She was a little afraid. Then she saw he was growling, he was roaring, and he was thrashing. He was going in the sky, and he was grabbing the sky. He was grabbing like this, and she said he was grabbing, and the sky was bleeding, she said. There was blood coming from the sky. And so then I understood it was the ghosts. And the blood was coming down on the trees and everything, and she just saw him. He was really fiercely angry, and he was just grabbing at the sky. So then after a few minutes, then he got a little peaceful, and then she was describing the jewelry and everything. She said he had the jewelry he was wearing was made of crystals, you know, like pointed crystals. And on each of the jewels, there was a mantra on each of the jewels. Some mantra in Sanskrit. So then after he finished, then she saw flowers were showering down on him from the sky. And then he took off one of his jewels and he put it in her hand. And she looked and she read it, because she reads Sanskrit, you know, Hindi and Sanskrit same. And it said Om. And so then she woke up. And after that she wasn't afraid anymore. The ghost didn't attack anymore. So it works. All directions, all corners, above, below, within, without. Yeah. She was only like 10 years old that time when she had that dream. Because she was afraid, because she came to me and I didn't know if I was going to keep her or not. I said, I'm so old, you know, what am I going to do with this small kid? And then I was thinking like that. And then as soon as she had the dream, I said, okay. All right, I'll keep her. Oh, Nrisingadev, if Nrisingadev's going to, okay, then she must be some great devotee. I better keep her. Nrisingadev's going to come like that. I just told her to chant the mantra, and he comes. I said, okay, no problem. So anyway, yeah, this Nrisingadev is very, the name is so powerful. You just chant the name, the holy name. None different from the Lord. So verse 35, we'll read. Vishnu continued, O Indra, this mystic armor related to Lord Narayan has been described by me to you. By putting on this protective covering, you will certainly be able to conquer the leaders of the demons. If one employs this armor, whomever he sees with his eyes or touches with his feet is immediately freed from all the above-mentioned dangers. So just imagine if you have this armor, you just look at someone and they also get free from fear. This prayer, Narayana Kavacha, constitutes subtle knowledge transcendentally connected with Narayan. One who employs this prayer is never disturbed or put in danger by the government, by plunderers, by evil demons, or by any type of disease. O King of Heaven, a Brahmin named Kaushika formerly used this armor when he purposely gave up his body in the desert by mystic power. Surrounded by many beautiful women, Chitaratha, so here's the story, was forced to fall from the sky head first with his airplane. Struck with wonder, he was ordered by the great sage's name Valakiryas to throw the Brahmana's bones in the nearby river Saraswati. He had to do this and bathe in the river before returning to his own abode. Shukadev Goswami said, my dear Maharaj Parikshit, one who employs this armor or hears about it with faith and veneration, when afraid because of any conditions in the material world, is immediately freed from all dangers and is worshipped by all living entities. So Burijan's comment, Maharaj Parikshit's about to die in 7 days, but he's not interested in this Narayana Kavacha armor because he's already surrendered and fearless. It's not for him, actually, this armor. It's for Indra. 42, King Indra, who performed 100 sacrifices, received this prayer of protection from Vishwarupa. After conquering the demons, he enjoyed all the opulences of the three worlds. So the question is, can we chant this mantra and have the same armor as Lord Indra did? Is it Sankirtan?
I have my thoughts on that. Which is,
you were thinking about it.
Yeah, the demigods, obviously, they are Sakam.
They are Sakam devotees.
And we are trying to be Nishkam.
And we want to be Nishkam.
So we may pick a few things up which is conducive.
Right.
For our spiritual growth.
So we can take a few of these prayers for our spiritual growth. Yeah, like the holy name.
Protection
from anarthas falling down. Yes. Yes, we don't want to pluck out the eyes and these sort of things, do we?
And then on the other side, it's also bodily conscious. They're very much bodily conscious.
They're very bodily conscious. Yeah.
It's a danger.
Yes. So he's worried about death, Indra. Yeah. He's worried. He wants protection. Vanamali. Okay, bhakti is everything, it's full, we don't need to go anywhere else. Okay, any other comments? So I'll read from the purport. This mystical mantric armor given by Vishwarup to Indra, the King of Heaven, acted powerfully with the effect that Indra was able to conquer the asuras and enjoy the opulence of the three worlds without impediments. In this regard, Madhvacharya points out, Vidya kamani cha sada guru prapta phalaprada anyata naiva phalada prasanokta phalaprada. One must receive all kinds of mantras from a bona fide spiritual master, otherwise the mantras will not be fruitful. This is also indicated in Bhagavad Gita. Tad vidhi panipatena paripashnena sevaya upadikshantite gyanam gyaninas tattva darshana. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. All mantras should be received through the authorized guru, and disciple must satisfy the guru in all respects after surrendering at his lotus feet. In Padma Purana it is said, Sampradaya vihina ye mantraste nishvalamataha. There are four sampradayas. or disciplic successions, Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Shi Sampradaya, Kumara Sampradaya. If one wants to advance in spiritual power, one must receive his mantras from one of these bona fide sampradayas. Otherwise, he will never successfully advance in spiritual life. Oh, a monkey came. Narayana Kavacha, yes. Well, we didn't do everything. Yes, we must have forgotten something. Yeah.
Bhaktisiddhanta says what Thakur could give to his sannyasis who went to England, this Narasimha Kavacha.
Narasimha Kavacha. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati gave to his first sannyasis who went to England the Narasimha Kavacha. Okay? He must have read the book. Okay? Now I have something here by Srila Prabhupada. I think Jayapataka Maharaj must have written a letter to Prabhupada asking about Narayana Kavacha. Because in 1976, this must be the time this book came out, around 1976. Regarding Narayana Kavacha mantra, Hare Krishna mantra is everything. And then he says to Jayapataka Maharaj, but I think you are working too hard. Your illness is the result of too much hard work. Remain in Mayapur, take rest as much as necessary, and work through your assistants and chant Hare Krishna. That was Prabhupada's advice to Jayapataka Maharaj when he was sick. Okay, so that's... I'll stop here. Any questions or comments on the Narayana Kavacha or mantras? Adi Purush.
If one decides to chant this mantra, does one have to receive it from the spiritual master?
It does seem that way, unless you have a guru of, you know, of a military guru. If you have a military guru, you can take it from your military guru. But if you have a spiritual guru, you can take it from your spiritual guru. The Prabhupada seems to indicate that in the purport, that it, you must take it from, like he's kind of giving a subtle hint here, or warning, that you take it from the guru. Don't just try doing it. Yes?
Then the guru is a nishkam bhakta.
He's a nishkam bhakta.
You may give it, but at the same time, you will give instruction to the person.
Right.
He's free from his material desires.
Okay. Yeah, so.
The guru, the genuine representative of Krishna, he will not increase this person's entanglement.
Yeah, there's a verse like that. It says that he will not increase the entanglement. Of course, like if Partha Sarathi Prabhu in the army, he might, you know, be the right person to get such a mantra. We read this morning about that soldier in Iraq. So he's the kind of person that could possibly be a suitable candidate for yeah, right. Yeah, it's not that his guru sent him, but it's just that it's his swadhar, and he's just doing his duty for Krishna.
Just.
What's that?
I think they have some contract.
Yeah, they have a contract. Well, he's also accepting it that it's his nature. He said that himself. He said it.
But he goes there to preach
now. Now he goes to preach, yes. Before he was saying, actually, I think there's a part here. He said, you know, he was thinking maybe, you know, why should I go there? But I think his guru preached to him that he should go. He said, I began life in the army at the age of 17. Not for because of patriotism or glory, but for the chance to get out of Brooklyn, New York. Because he was a street boy. He was on the streets. I worked hard to develop all the skills and morals of someone dedicated to my country and its defense. So he said he went to Kosovo. Before that, before Iraq, he was in Kosovo, 1999. Iraq was after that. No. Then he said he became a devotee. In 1999, he was in Kosovo. This would change my life forever. One day on patrol, anyway, you see, we found two children who were killed when they picked up an unexploded bomb. This was a turning point in my life. It took me from a life of material goals to one of compassion and mercy. The same day, I received in the mail a book containing an interview with a Hare Krishna band. I found their philosophy compelling. I decided I'd look for a temple upon redeployment from Kosovo. As soon as I returned to Germany, my stepmother died from cancer. I was overwhelmed with grief, so on a cold winter day, I began my search for the devotees of Krishna. Eventually, just as I was about to give up hope, I found them. I quickly realized Krishna consciousness was right for me. I wanted to help people and could understand giving them Krishna was the best way to do that. But he didn't leave the army. He was still in the army the whole time. Yeah, so he stayed in the army. He went regularly to the temple. He went out on book distribution, got initiated in 2001. Then he was doing well in the army. He became a staff sergeant. So it's like he stayed in the army the whole time. He didn't leave. That's just his duty. And so he did it. He didn't give up his swadharma or whatever it is. Okay, yeah, I think there was a part here where it says his guru said it is if he... You should just go. Okay, any other questions or comments? Yes. This one is, nothing on the front. March, April 2005. This year's. Recent, yeah, this is very recent. This year. Yeah. We're in 2005. Now we're in September, but it's this year, 2005, March, April of this year. Yes. Okay, finally, what is the purpose of the Narayana Kavacha? If we're not meant to chant it, then what is the purpose of this for Indra? That's number one purpose. The aim is to protect Indra. And what is the purpose for us, you're saying? Yes, okay. What is the purpose for us, Sankirtan?
It seems to me there's an elevation to bring the person to the awareness that Krishna is omniscient.
Okay, it brings you, when you hear these prayers, it elevates your consciousness to an awareness of how Krishna is everywhere. And it increases your faith that Krishna will protect you. Increases your faith that there's nothing is left out. You know, whatever you can think of in this world, it's all covered. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, air, land. And how it's all connected with Krishna. Krishna is in all of these places, or otherwise how he can protect us. In different forms. He's there in different forms. I thought that was interesting. In one place he's like Varaha. Of course, land, Varaha. No, is that? Yeah, land.
Street,
okay. Street, Varaha. Madangopa. Yes, Bhagavatam is meant for the Kshatriyas, the rulers. They should know these kavachas, how to protect the people. And yes, you had something? Okay, so she. What I get is that, so here it's like the devotee is asking, okay, give me protection here, you give me protection there, but she's saying there's no need to do that. From Krishna, no need to ask him, please give me protection here, there. He will just protect us. Yes, so that is the mood of the pure devotee. Yes, I was such. Okay, for those who are Sakam devotees, it will build faith that.
Krishna is not only reciprocating this pure devotee.
He's not only for the pure devotees, Krishna is for everyone. Even if you have desires for protection, Krishna will be the one to protect you. You can find it in Bhagavatam, Vanamali. Chaturvita Vijante Mam Sukritin Origina. Arto Artati. Okay. Yes, Dhamma Krishna.
Difficulties.
Yes.
So they tolerated, then they just left. They accepted any help like from other religions.
Yeah, so
so it's like yes. It's better to go with them.
Yes, he's giving an advice here, Damana Krishna. It's better not to try to be on the Nishkam platform if you're not a Nishkam devotee. And he's seen some devotees who say they are Nishkam, and then they can't even, they don't even stay, they leave ISKCON and they go take help from people outside rather than taking help from Krishna. As a good Sakam devotee would do, at least he comes to Krishna. So don't put yourself higher than you are.
Okay.
So sometimes sometimes he prays to Krishna that this is it. I can't tolerate anymore, and you better do something. I also get to that level many times. I get to that level of I don't have a high tolerance level. Okay. Yes. Well, first we'll say the question. Now the question, why, if this is Amala Purana, why this Narayana Kavacha is here?
So,
yeah. Do you have the holy names here?
There. So, why you just
Okay, you just repeat.
You have no
right.
Any desire for yourself.
So you just repeat the names in the prayers and don't think about taking the eyes out and all these other. When it comes to that part, then you just. Yes, I think so. Yes, Abhaya. Okay, accept your level if you're a Sakam Bhakta. If you say to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, I'm not a pure devotee.
So he was angry.
He would get angry with that. Rascal. Yes. Prabhupada would not accept anything less than pure devotee.
Actually,
he was really, he tried to bring us up. Yes. Oh, yeah. Gurudas, yes. And that Gurudas, so, yeah. Guru Kripa. He's the one. Guru Kripa. Yeah. And Prabhupada was writing. And he gave the check, and Prabhupada. He moved the check over and he kept writing. Yeah. And he called him at 1 o'clock at night. Where is Guru Kripa? Wake up, Prabhupada wants to see you.
And he came. Yes.
What are you doing?
I'm sleeping.
He says, I'm sleeping.
Why are you sleeping?
He says, I'm not such a Paramahansa like you, Srila Prabhupada.
Why are you
not
a Paramahansa?
Why you're not a Paramahansa?
Why are you not pure devotee?
Why you're not pure devotee?
And he said,
right. And the Guru Kripa. And Guru Kripa is heavy. For him to cry.
And
Prabhupada said, all right. Yeah, because he was always heavy with everyone, so Prabhupada gave him a dose of his medicine. I know. He used to come in Calcutta Temple, in charge the temple.
Purity and power.
Okay, Vedic mantras, most of them do not work in the age of Kali because their Brahmins don't have the power and purity.
So, but my question, if there is a Brahmana who has the power, or devotee who has the purity.
If there is a devotee or Brahman who has the purity and
so
power,
will that power work if he will say something strongly in his own language?
Will that power work if he says something strongly in his own language? I think we had a verse or something somewhere that the words of the Brahman will be. Yes, actually, Prabhupada said it. The language doesn't matter. It's the vibration, the sound vibration. If the Brahman always speaks the truth, then his words cannot be false. That is in Mahabharata, actually. If the Brahman always speaks truthfully, this is one of the regulative principles, beginning yam niyam of yoga, but it's also for the Brahman especially. If he speaks truth, then his words can never prove false. So if there is such a Brahman who always speaks truth, and it must have the power, even if it's in his own language. Yes, Prabhupada said that. So one reporter asked Prabhupada about that. Is it the same potency in other languages? And Prabhupada said yes. Because he said, look at these, and he pointed to all the devotees. He says, they don't know Sanskrit. But we're teaching it in English, and it's having the power. They're reading in English, they're reading all, that's why all the translations, Gita and Bhagavatam in English in different languages, it has the same power to purify and to. And we see it. Yes.
Right consciousness.
Okay, so they used to teach different mantras, so-called mantras, means what you say to people when you sell the book. But unless you're in the proper consciousness, the mantra would not work.
And then as soon as you're in the proper consciousness, whatever you say, it just works.
And then you don't need a mantra. If you're in the proper consciousness, whatever you say works. Yes, that's the key, the consciousness, Ayu Purush.
There was
a post on Pamho recently.
Reading Sanskrit improves brain functioning.
Okay, reading Sanskrit improves brain functioning.
So there was Dr. Travis who asked his German.
Okay, they were reading Bhagavad Gita in Sanskrit and then in different foreign languages.
In each case,
they could pronounce the sounds but did not know the meaning, means Sanskrit or Spanish or English.
He measured brain wave patterns.
He measured brain wave patterns.
Heart and breath rate. And galvanic skin resistance.
And what resistance?
Galvanic.
Huh?
Galvanic?
Yes. Electric skin resistance.
Galvanic. Okay.
During two-reading transcendental meditation technique.
Okay, so when they were reading Sanskrit, it was similar to the transcendental meditation technique. Okay, different in reading the modern language. So this is the physiological. Of course, they can't measure the spiritual. So if we had something to measure the spiritual effect, that would be another. The Prabhupada seemed to say that, okay, yes, there may be some. That's interesting, though. It's interesting that the Sanskrit was like the same as transcendental meditation. But Prabhupada's Bigarama. They insert Rama to make it appealing. Plenty of Ramas.
Rama.
Is that a French word?
No, but they use it as a big supermarket.
Okay, Rama.
Rama.
Interesting.
It's a very common.
It must be the influence of Hare Krishna movement.
Isn't that the same in America?
I haven't been there in 35 years. It's in Britain, it's the same. Okay.
So it looks like the person who uses that Sanskrit.
Interesting, interesting.
Yeah,
somehow it's creeping in to the modern civilization. Rama, not Krishna.
No, Krishna is to be devoted.
Rama is coming.
Rama sounds quite
easier.
Awesome, you know, as a sound.
Yes, Rama.
Is it to remember? Is it a catchy sound? Very catchy, trendy.
Yes.
Sound.
Nice. So it's coming. Ram is coming. Ram has arrived. Ram has arrived. Yes, Vanamali.
Actually, when I ask children to chant Krishna, if they put him above, then I ask Rama. Rama is easy.
Okay, so when he teaches children to chant, he finds Rama is easy if they can't chant Krishna. Dhamana Krishna? Ram means shoulder in Slovenia.
Yes, and one time we used to be
on the shoulder.
Because Krish means the back.
Krish's back.
Nam means to put on the back. So it was like
Krishna
Rama.
Krishna Rama.
Jesus.
Okay. That's good then. So Krish's back, so you were teaching Krishna Rama.
Yeah.
Jesus put the cross on his shoulder. Krishna Rama. Yes. We devotees have to think. Sarvasachi?
Russian language, Rama means frame in the window.
The first book in Russian for the first basic book, Mama Mila Rama. First sentence in the book.
First sentence we'll have Rama.
Well, first sentence is Rama.
A few pages you have criticized to read Rama, Rama, Rama.
Why not in the American books? Yeah, Rama, Tom. Tama, mode of ignorance. Tamas. Yes.
There's the name of Krishna, Kanai.
Kanai.
Mother Yashoda, she used to call him Kanai.
Right. She used to call him Kanai.
In French, Kanai means naughty person.
Naughty boy, Kanai.
Naughty boy.
Yes, Kanai. There's a lot in Russia, isn't there? There's Karshnos and Karshnos Guard. Oh, no, that's Sweden. Guard. Anyway, yeah. Even Moscow is supposed to mean Moksha or something, someone told me. Moksha. And Russia means rishis. The rishis.
All
rakshasas. Yes. Rakshasas? No. Rishis.
Mauritius, like more rishis.
More rishis in Mauritius. All right. We'll have Krishna conscious geography lesson here today. How to see. That's really good, though. It could be a fun game, huh? More rishis. Musk, moksh. Okay, anything else? Okay, all glories to Shri Prabhupada.